This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. Top of the hour here, Bill Martinez. And last night, of course, night number one of the Democratic National Convention. It got off and rolling to a rowdy start, because sometimes that's what you want to do, is hang out with all your rowdy friends. They were booing, they're extricating the Democratic chair herself. She exits stage left, and one of the highlights certainly is Michelle Obama. I mean, her approval rating, her husband could only hope to approximate the approval rating she has. I think she's about 66%. Approval rating. So she is a well-loved first lady. And here's what she had to say last night about what she wanted to see in a president.
And when I think about the kind of president that I want for my girls and all our children, that's what I want. I want someone with the proven strength to persevere. Someone who knows this job and takes it seriously. Someone who understands that the issues a president faces are not black and white and cannot be boiled down to 140 characters. Look, because when you have the nuclear codes at your fingertips and the military in your command, you can't make snap decisions. You can't have a thin skin or a tendency to lash out. You need to be steady and measured and well-informed. I want a president with a record of public service, someone whose life's work shows our children that we don't chase fame and fortune for ourselves. We fight to give everyone a chance to succeed.
Well, you know, that is the America that we live in. It's the potential of America that hard work, self-responsibility still works. And there are many success records here. I appreciate her vision and what she would hope to have in a president. And the thing that's difficult, which we are seeing, is that it's not like anybody goes to school to become president, right? I mean, there's not like a presidential 101 A class that you can take, right?
No, there's not. But I want to know, based off of everything she said, who she's voting for. Because I know that Hillary is after money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost proven at this point.
That's been the prelude, hasn't it?
it's almost a set in stone fact at this point.
Well, you know, I think anybody, you know, for anybody to run for president, come on, give me a break. You got to have an ego. I mean, you know, to want to go through everything that you have to go through to become president of the United States for what, $400,000 a year? You know, it's like, is it really worth it? Not to mention that you've already spent in order to get there. I mean, what was being spoken of prior to, you know, Trump mania and what Trump's been able to do with the media, they were talking originally, Scott, $2 billion per campaign. They're not going to come close to that, you know, but that's what they were looking at first. I mean, you think about, here we are in the situation economically, and you were looking at purportedly $4 billion. Like I say, now it's not going to come close, but, you know.
That's what it's become. That's not always what it was.
Right.
Before, I mean, that's what it is now. Something that you set out, that's what you want to do. You can make your career a politician. That's not always what it was. You had people like Donald Trump who owned things, that did things, that ran companies, and they were the ones that came out and said, "Hey, I want to help here.
They've got some background. I mean, look at, I think Michelle Obama forgot that President Obama is a junior senator, comes into the White House in the Oval Office with very little foreign experience. And, and here we are. We're paying the price of that, no doubt, as far as I'm concerned. Stay with us, America, just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Susan Freescio next on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. You know, every time I was just thinking about, I hear this song, Barry White and Love Steam, it takes me back to my old disc jockey days and doing grad nights at Disneyland in Anaheim, California. This was our theme song. So, you know, there is some connection and rhyme and reason for playing that intro song. It just takes me back and reminds me that I was young before, you know. Enough about that personal stuff, but we've got Susan Freescio with us, chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner, a frequent guest on PBS's long-running public affairs program, the McLaughlin Group. Susan, appreciate you coming on. I know it has been a long night last night at the DNC in Philadelphia, and so, a lot of excitement in day one, right?
Yeah, it was really kind of interesting because we, for the first time, had in the same room the Sanders and Clinton delegates, all of them from all the states. And I think what we heard was really what has been happening all along in the primary season with Democrats is a divide between the people who really wanted Bernie Sanders to win and those who wanted Hillary Clinton to win. And she prevailed on the delegate count. But there are some Bernie Sanders supporters out there that feel like the system was skewed unfairly to aid Clinton's victory. And so you heard that yesterday when they opened the session and began even with the opening prayer. There were people booing Hillary Clinton. It was really kind of an unusual thing. I've not seen anything like that at a Democratic convention in my time covering the beat. And it was really pretty dramatic. And throughout the night, you heard the Bernie Sanders supporters occasionally booing and chanting for Bernie and, you know, holding up signs and otherwise showing their discontent with the outcome of the primary.
Well, no question, they were encouraged greatly by the exposure of the emails, which cost Debbie Wasserman Schultz her chairmanship. And, and here it is, Susan, as you say, you got such a large number. I mean, you know, millions of voters, 40% of the vote, roughly, right, that he garnered. And there is great, passionate representation for Bernie Sanders there. And, interestingly enough, the Democrats were quick to point out how disunified the Republican Party is, but they themselves got their hands full right now.
Well, they do. And I think, you know, the big lingering question here, you know, this convention will end in a couple days. And I think people want to know what is next for the diehard Sanders supporters. Are they going to come around and vote for Hillary Clinton? You certainly heard that in the speeches that that were being delivered last night by Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders himself and others saying, look, you know, don't just because you didn't win, that doesn't mean you should vote for, you know, a third party candidate or stay home because they would like to defeat Donald Trump. But the question is, I'm not sure if all those voters would do. I think the older Bernie Sanders supporters, I heard a lot of them, when I talked to, tell me that yeah, you know, they're going to vote the Democratic ticket because they're party loyalists. But the younger people have different ideas in mind. They're talking about voting for Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, writing in Bernie Sanders' name, or maybe not voting at all.
And some decidedly have said, maybe Trump. I mean, it's been suggested as much as 20%. Do you buy into that number?
Well, I don't know. You know, I will tell you, in my travels, if I were to say anecdotally, I haven't heard that much support from Sanders supporters for Trump. I know it's out there, and I know I hear it. When someone says 20%, I expect I would hear more of that from the Sanders supporters. I haven't heard that yet. It wouldn't surprise me if he picks up some Sanders supporters, though. They crisscross a little bit. They overlap in some of the things that they talk about, especially, I'll tell you one thing that is very, very important to the Sanders supporters, and that's opposing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Of course, you heard Donald Trump rail against it. Although he's talking, you know, everybody's all over the map on these trade deals. You know, Hillary Clinton has said she also opposes it. Of course, Barack Obama wants to get it signed into law before he leaves office. So, yeah. It's an issue-based thing as well. Depending on what issues Donald Trump embraces that appeal to the Sanders supporters, certainly there are some. But, you know, they're very liberal, and Trump is not running a liberal campaign.
No, not at all. But the other part of the calculus is that you've got millennials, just not showing up. So they're going to run the full spectrum of, you know, staying, you know, some staying loyal, some, you know, finding a third party to align with temporarily, a write in, maybe some Trump. But, I hear anecdotally, Susan, that more just are just saying, hey, look, I feel disenfranchised. That came out. I mean, and that's unfortunate because that's a real kick in the gut to these people that worked so hard, really believed in Bernie Sanders. And that did work to a degree. I mean, when you look at the party platform and Hillary Clinton, I mean, she's moved off her center position and has had to move left. I mean, Bernie has pulled her to the left, hasn't he?
Well, he has. And that's why you saw last night the speakers were sort of, you know, it was a lineup of liberal luminaries. I think the aim was to extend an olive branch to the wing of the party that was not backing Clinton. They were backing Bernie Sanders, and she has turned her campaign to the left as well. But, you know, I don't know. Now it's a new day. You know, today there'll be a roll call vote. Sanders will officially be out of the picture, and he won't be, you know, it'll be over. She'll be the nominee. And look who she's moving forward with. She's moving forward with a very moderate choice for vice president
right.
Tim Kaine, pro-life, and someone who has very moderate views on a variety of issues. And he's certainly not someone that liberals fully embrace. In fact, they tell me that they're upset with the choice. And that combined with the whole exposure of the emails that look like the system was rigged against Bernie Sanders, they feel Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party has turned their backs on them. And that's part of the reason, that's part of what was fueling everything we heard in the convention hall yesterday.
Susan, did you hear Bernie's people even boo him? I mean, they were in a booing mood. And what I could hear on the TV were boos toward Bernie when he was talking, especially when he was trying to make the transition of getting his followers to, follow him to support Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that's right. It was not so much they were booing Bernie. They were booing any mention of Hillary Clinton. And they particularly were upset with the idea that Sanders was throwing in the towel. But you heard a kind of a mixed message from him last night. He said, you know, I look forward to you voting for me in the roll call vote tomorrow, which is, of course, today. He's got, you know, many, many of the delegates are voting for him. You know, he won a lot of the primaries and caucuses. So it's not like he's a distant second place.
No, he's a player.
he wants to hear them vote for him today. He also told them, I want my revolution to continue. So, you know, Sanders is not throwing in the towel by any means.
Yeah, without a doubt. About 15 seconds here, Susan. What can we expect tonight?
Well, tonight, of course, the big news will be a couple things. Roll call vote, when Clinton will be officially nominated as the first official party nominee of either party for president. Who's a woman, and that's going to be a big deal. And then the second thing that I think is interesting, of course, is what the reaction is going to be from Sanders supporters. during that roll call vote, and when Hillary actually wins. I think that moment is going
That's
to be
great.
All.
Well, Susan, we're out of time. Susan Freeshow, Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Thank you, Susan.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. Teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online is just one of the many ways that you can connect with Bill Martinez Live, now in over 280 markets across the country, around the world, via shortwave as well. We thank you very much for joining the cause as we continue to fight the good fight to get this country back on track. Bob DiRico Jones is with us right now, senior fellow for the Center for America and author of the best-selling Remove Child Before Folding. Bob, I got to tell you, when I checking out your book, Remove Child Before Folding, it reminds me of a guy I worked with in Los Angeles, California, many years ago. And he had a group of minion kids that were just so precious. I mean, they were nonstop kinetic. I mean, it was like watching a three-ring circus whenever you were around his household. And his one kid almost scalped himself using a an electric egg beater. He was doing some pancake mix or something. And somehow the mixer ended up in his hair and just all but scalped him. And another one, as they were going into a into a grocery store, he wanted to hurry up and get in there, and the window was down, and the other well-meaning brother decided to hit the automatic button to roll the window up real quick without realizing that his brother's neck was still hanging outside the window. So when I hear remove your child before folding, all of a sudden those two experiences come to mind, and you can't help but smile. I appreciate the sense of humor, buddy.
Right, and that's life. I mean, we all grow up with, and that kind of stuff happens. Where you were talking about getting America back on track, where one of the ways we've come off track is that we're trying to hold other people responsible today. At least more and more people are trying to hold others responsible when they do something either silly or something that they shouldn't have done, hurt themselves, and use the courts to try to wring money out of somebody.
Exactly.
And that's why we do this contest at the Center for America. We're trying to educate the American public about all the ways that we're paying for living in the most lawsuit-happy society on Earth. And there's a lot of serious repercussions that I talk about every week in my radio commentary called Let's Be Fair. But we have a little fun at the expense of the trial lawyers that file the lawsuits that put warning labels like on a fishing lure that says, believe it or not, warning, harmful if swallowed.
Yeah.
That's a real warning label.
Yeah. Well, that should be the first test. You know, you can't buy these if you need this warning label. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. And, you know, we get calls from media all over the world, Asia, Europe, and so on, and they're incredulous because they don't see warning labels like this in their countries, whether you're talking about Japan, Germany, Australia, France, and they wonder why. And they say, are Americans stupider than we are? And we have to point out, no, we're not any stupider. We do the same things. You know, we have the same accidents anybody around the world does. But the difference is that we don't have a loser-pays legal system that would require people to pay the legal bills of somebody they sue and they lose. So in a system where you have very little downside for suing, you see all kinds of ridiculous lawsuits, like the guy who was playing basketball, dunked the ball, caught his teeth in the net, and then sued the net makers and walked away with $50,000.
Wow. Amazing. Well, you know, I think the problem here in America, I think you just tell them we have more attorneys per capita than anywhere else in the world. That's the issue, isn't it? I mean, because people are going to do what they get rewarded for, and attorneys say, there's no such thing as a frivolous lawsuit. I mean, judges are, because they're former attorneys, it's okay, fine. I mean, I have a dear friend of mine here, Bob. He's been having a battle in court. I mean, this is like worse than the War of the Roses, with his ex-wife over his daughter, who he loves dearly. And between the two of them, they have spent almost $700,000 in legal fees. And I told him, I said, your daughter could be a nuclear scientist three times over for all this money that you guys have spent.
Yes, and unfortunately that happens every single day in American courts. We hear all the time from people that have blown their life savings defending themselves from lawsuits that are thrown out of court ultimately. And so that's the thing. They haven't done anything wrong, but to get to the point where they prove that, they have to exhaust their life savings. And
exactly.
When you win, you lose. And that's just not any kind of system to tolerate in an advanced culture like we have here in the United States.
Yeah, I'm ready to applaud a judge that says, get that out of here. You know,
right.
And I know it's happened. It's rare that they will hold the attorneys in contempt for even bringing up a silly lawsuit, but unfortunately, the reward, the upside for them is for everyone that's turned down, there's still probably 20 or 30 that are still heard and are given place.
That's right. We have in America, the good news is we don't have to eliminate everybody's right to sue when they have a legitimate grievance. But what's happened is the pendulum has swung so far to the side of suing that twice as much of our gross domestic product is spent on litigation-related expenses than any other country in the world. So if we just got that back to the median, to the average amount of money that you spend from all the production that you create throughout the year, we could save in America $580 billion a year.
Mm.
Just to get back to that average.
Yeah, maybe we ought to have just a limit on these things, you know, just like healthcare and everything else, as we say. We're only going to deal with so much ridiculousness, and I'm sorry, we're beyond our quota, so that's it for the next 6 months until we open up a new fiscal year. But, Bob, let's talk about the Wacky Warning Labels contest. Tell our audience about that, for those that don't know.
Throughout the year, we ask listeners on radio programs just like yours to look around their house, their office, and find the warning labels that are common sense that make you wonder whether you should laugh or cry when you read them, like a warning label on a silver scooter, these razors that we love so much, the kids.
Just don't tear them off. Just don't tear off those warning labels, right? Especially on the mattress.
Right.
Don't tear those
off. Right. But, you know, that scooter says this product moves when used. Well, of course it does. It's a scooter. Yeah. But the manufacturer knows if they don't put that warning there, they can be sued. So when your listeners see warnings like that, they can go to our website, which is centerforamericatv.org, take a picture, email it to us, and we'll take it from there. And
that's
what we do
fun.
Is we take all of them throughout the year. We narrow them down to the best five, and we take those to John Stossel's TV show on Fox and let his audience pick the cash prize winners, and we give away $1,000 for the grand prize.
Wow. So the top five. Give us the top five and the winner for this year.
The top five, here's a coffee pot that warns, do not hold over people. Okay?
Okay.
A common utility knife says, warning, blades are sharp. A helium party balloon warns, in California, do not release outdoors or near electric power lines as it may cause power outages. We included that one because, well, is that only in California? Doesn't the same thing happen whether you're in New York, Michigan, or Florida, too? I mean,
no, California is special. We know that.
Yeah,
so, and I'm here. I'm here in California right now, so I'm reminded of just how special it is.
Of course.
Especially when you look at Sacramento, but that's a whole other discussion. All right, okay, and so there's three of them. The fourth one?
I'm going to read this one because the little product that it's on is kind of funny. Site warning. Cycling can be dangerous. Bicycle products should be installed and serviced by a professional mechanic. Failure to heed any of these warnings may result in serious injury or death. Well, it's pretty ominous. It must be something really, I don't know, technically related to a bike. Well, it's a warning on a common bicycle bell. Just a little.
On a bell?
Yeah, a little bell. But they need all those warnings.
Well, what happens if you're smoking and ringing the bell at the same time? Is that requires a whole nother addendum, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. And here's a grand prize winner.
Okay.
On a toy Star Wars lightsaber, it says, warning, for accessory use only, not to be used as a battle device.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to go on and take on the Men in Blue or anybody like that with that. this is so ridiculous. Bob, remind everybody, I'm sure we see labels all around. They can take a snapshot and download it to your site, and so direct them where they need to do, and be a part of, this national campaign, the Wacky Warning Labels Contest.
Yes, then go to centerforamericatv.org.
Well, Bob DiRigo-Jones has been with us. Bob, thank you so much. Good fun, and congratulations on the show and the contest. I know we're going to get some more participants for you, okay?
Well, nice talking with you, Bill.
Thanks. All right, always good. Take care.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-425-6588 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-425-6588. 800-425-6588.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, words do count, ladies and gentlemen. Given the option, you can speak death or speak life. But my experience has been that, life wins out all the time. And that's what we want to focus on, which is not to say that, we have those moments that are undesirable and makes us less than. But it doesn't mean that the next moment we can be more than. So I invite you to join in the good cause. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Joel Alton is back with us. He is the author of the book, as you recall, the Zika Virus Handbook. And Dr. Alton, who is known as Dr. Bones, is an MD and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and the American College of OBGYN. Dr. Alton, good to have you back on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, no, good to have you back. You know, last time we talked about the Zika virus handbook. I do want to talk about being situationally aware in light of, the danger level that we live under these days, as opposed to when you and I were growing up. I mean, we practiced, diving under a desk and, during the Cold War and the threat of some Russian nuclear attack. But now, it is a different, dangerous environment in which we live in, and we need to understand that it is real, it is imminent, and, some of us are designed and we're wired to have our heads on a swivel, but we need more people aware of, you know, their surroundings, you know, so that, you know, we can, you know, be a little bit easier watching out and protecting one another, right?
Wow, Bill, you've said a mouthful. Absolutely agree with you 100% on that. You know, you can't go online and or pick up a newspaper without reading about the latest terror attacks or the latest attack by somebody that is unhinged. There was a guy in Japan that decided that disabled people had no right to live, and so he killed a bunch of them in their sleep at a local medical center. Then just today, somebody decided, or a Muslim terrorist decided that they were going to slit the throat or maybe even behead a Catholic priest in a church. There is just so much going on that we know that there's now a new normal, and these attacks, they can occur anytime, anywhere, churches, clubs, holiday parties, schools, the mall, anywhere and anytime. So we have to be aware, and being situationally aware, as you mentioned, is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we can always talk about the potential reasons. I mean, clearly, this anger and activity, this hateful activity, you know, killing people, you know, trying to rip their heads off, all this has been going on. I mean, in some countries, and of course, Israel's been dealing, and it comes to mind right away, they've been dealing with one intifada after another. And so just by nature of them living there in Israel, they've been forced to be situationally aware. But here in the United States, because it's not necessarily an everyday occurrence, although it's an increasing occurrence, we need to really get in sync with, you know, what is happening around us.
We have a culture of victimization in this country, and we have to change that to a culture of awareness. We need people to be, any time that they're in an area where there's a crowd, they have to be looking around. They have to be observing, orienting, figuring out what's normal behavior and figuring out what's not normal behavior. Don't just walk around looking for Pokemon Go characters in your smartphone. I mean, the old days, that would give you a bump on the head because you walked into a lamppost. But nowadays, my goodness, it could cost you your life.
Yeah, that's the thing that's amazing. I'm glad you mentioned Pokemon Go, because we were talking about this yesterday. You know, how distracted, and then you see some of the YouTube videos where people are, you know, I mean, they're getting bumps in heads and, you know, walking into poles because they're so focused on Pokemon Go.
Well, that kind of activity is the anti-strategy for today's world. It guarantees you're going to be a soft target, but that you're going to be very easy to eliminate and add to the casualty count if somebody in the area has decided that they're going to cause some damage and hurt some people. So this is something that absolutely shouldn't be done. Some of the other things I recommend is always look for where the nearest exit is. Mm-hmm. That's important. You always need to have a plan of escape, and you should do it in what I call condition yellow, a state of a relaxed alert. In other words, mm-hmm. condition white might be looking at the clouds and seeing if they look like an animal or, mm-hmm. or trying to figure out what you're going to eat next week. But what I want people to do is to be in a situation where they're in condition yellow, they're looking around at their surroundings and taking it all in a relaxed, calm manner.
Well, Dr. Joe, you mentioned these soft targets, and to me, there's some places I just won't go to. You know, I was in Florida, and you know, I spent half my time in Florida, and we're in a movie theater, and they had signs. They've since taken them down, and thank God they did, because I challenged the general manager of the theater. And they said, this is a, this is a gun-free zone. I said, do you realize what you just did to everybody? You put a target right on them by the sign. I said, as long as these signs are out, I'm not coming back. I don't care how good your popcorn is. You know, I am not coming to this theater. And they since took them down. But, you know, this is all part of the situational awareness, is that you have to set up, concentric circles about where you are, and for each concentric circle that you enter in as you get to wherever you're going, you've got to measure, you know, what is happening in much the same way that, you know, I consider, you know, when I went to Israel, you know, they didn't just check you out when you got to the airport. You were being pre-checked as soon as you bought a ticket to come to Israel.
Well, I think that that's pretty wise of the people in Israel. I mean, of course, they're at a really high a risk level. We are at a risk level too. Now we have to decide that this is a situation where a, let's say, a business or any public venue has to decide whether they want to be a soft target or not. If they want to put a gun-free zone sign up, that's really just an advertisement to people that want to do harm to others to, hey, this is the place to go, because other people are not going to be able to fight back. And when it, and if they don't fight back, and if they don't fight back, then there's going to be another tragedy on our hands. They happen every day. There are now multiple ones happening throughout the world, and we're, and they're beginning to become a common event that in the United States.
Well, two things people need to keep in mind. Number one, there's a declaration of war that has been declared on America. Okay, that is something even our president is not attuned to, but you know, terrorist experts understand that we have people out there, evil people that have said we want Americans dead, and they've declared war on our police and military people as well. Anywhere they've been encouraged to take them out, and we see this. And to your point, Dr. Alton, there are many attacks that are going, you know, without report whatsoever. We, you know, we hear about the big ones, but there's lots of them that are happening not only in this country but around the world that go underreported.
Oh, and right, they don't make the news cycle here because they're just so common in places like the Middle East, and we, as a result, get a, I think, a false view as to how often these things occur. Now, however, it you just can't escape it. I mean, there are reports every day, and you can find multiple reports. I mean, just today, with regards to various attacks that are occurring, sometimes ongoing attacks, just at the moment that you happen to turn on the computer and look at the online news.
Exactly.
I've got a great idea.
Okay, well, hold on to that. Let's bring that up on the other side of the break, okay? We've got to go to break here right now. Dr. Joe Alton, the author of the book, The Zika Virus Handbook. More from Dr. Alton on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 18 minutes right now before the top of the hour.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, shake, shake. Like you shake, shake, shake. Brand new looks so good on you. So shake like you've been shaking. Come on, shake.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, let's move the fluid here as we, a little aerobics, huh, for the early morning. Good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, our conversation with Dr. Joe Alton continues, known as Dr. Bones. He's an MD and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and the American College of OBGYN. Dr. Alton, before we went to break, you were starting to tell us a story. I had to put you on pause, so I'm going to hit the play button. So I'll let you finish your story now.
Bill, I just wanted to say that you mentioned in the last segment that we have had war declared on us, and you want to know something. My idea is, how about declaring war back?
Yes.
On the people that are trying to hurt us? How about putting together public programs in every municipality that'll teach people how not to be soft targets, how to defend themselves, how to fight back if possible in some of these shooter situations or some of these terrorist attacks. You know that in statistics from the FBI Law Enforcement Bulletin, that a significant minority of these shooter attacks and these terrorist attacks have been foiled, or at least fatalities ended by the active action on the part of people at the scene, citizens, civilians at the scene. So it's time for us to get tough. I mean, these
exactly.
are tough times. We've got to get tough.
Well, Dr. Alton, to your point, that's one of the things I've heard over and over again from the experts is that, shooters come in, people that wreak a terror. They don't expect anybody to fight back. They expect them to get that deer in the headlights kind of look. And you can't afford to do that. So you have to be prepared. And being prepared isn't just at that moment. It's what you do beforehand. You know, going back to what you said earlier, and that is that we need to raise the alert level, kind of walk around with some consciousness and move it up to the yellow level. Because I don't know, even though you talk about there being a white level of alert where everything is all, you know, good and peaceful and that sort of thing. I don't know if, for right now anyway, if that's a season that we can really live with. Because the one thing about terror, it comes at any moment when you least expect it. And, you think you're playing with your Pokemon Go game or whatever. You just, you put yourself in a position of vulnerability. And that's what we have to manage here, is how do we mitigate the vulnerability so that we're more consciously aware and, you know, we're protecting ourselves. Because, you know, you just can't count on the men in blue, you know, to be there. I mean, clearly what's being demonstrated around not only our country but this world is that emergency personnel are overwhelmed by the amount of terrorist activity.
Oh, it is absolutely one of the biggest problems that we have. You have to remember that so many people are just constantly, permanently on condition white. And in that circumstance, let's say the people in Nice, France, that were watching the fireworks, they wouldn't, in their wildest dreams, imagine that a truck was going to be ramming them and killing dozens and wounding apparently hundreds.
Yes.
And so the important thing here is you've got to, number one, you're going to be in a crowd, be in the fringes of the crowd. Don't be in the middle of the crowd. That's number one. Give yourself room to move around and get out of there if you absolutely have to. I mean, if you can be against the wall, that might not be a bad idea. You get a better view and you know that there's nothing behind you that is going to be at least likely to be a threat. Establish baseline. Mm-hmm. In other words, when I say that, I mean that what is going on here? What should be normal activity, normal behavior where you are? And how are most people behaving? Mm-hmm. And therefore, you can find the anomalies, and those anomalies are things that either should happen in a particular setting but don't, or things that do happen and shouldn't. In other words, if you're jumping up and down and screaming, that might be normal behavior at a rock concert, but probably not at Starbucks.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, the other thing that comes to mind here, Dr. Alton, in terms of things that are extraordinary or outside of the norm, is that if your gut tells you something, if your instincts is saying something to you, you know, we need to listen to it. You know, what's happened, and we hear this repeatedly, for the sake of political correctness, people are seeing something, they're not saying anything. You know, they're rejecting what their gut, what their instincts is telling them, and you're saying, hey, resensitize yourself and understand that those valid warning signals are there for a reason, right?
Absolutely. We need a higher index of suspicion. We need to know that if there's somebody that's dressed a little too warm for the weather, perhaps, or somebody that's looking nervous, that you probably don't want to be walking beside him at the mall. Mm-hmm. If you hear something that sounds like gunfire, don't assume it's firecrackers. Don't assume it's somebody's tire blowing out. I mean, assume it's gunfire and move in the opposite direction and fast. I'd rather that you feel silly because it was a tire blowing out than be dead.
Exactly. Well, you know, Dr. Alton, being since we're on and we've got Rio just around the corner, the Olympics, you and I talked the last time about the potential danger and exposure of the Zika virus there. It seems to be a hotbed of problems. Many of our Olympians have decided, hey, I'm not going to risk my health. I'm not going to participate in this year's Olympics. And some have suggested that we should cancel the Olympics altogether because of the threat and also because of the lack of organization there in Rio de Janeiro.
What a mess over there. Not only are they in bad shape financially, but they've really put up a terrible infrastructure. I read an article yesterday about how the 17 buildings that have been constructed for the Olympic athletes, I think 17,000 or some large number of people that are going to be housed there in the athletes' housing, that the electricity wasn't working, that the toilets were blocked. The Australian and the Argentinian delegations went off to find hotels.
Oh, wow.
So this is a big issue, and Zika virus is a big issue, of course, but I'll tell you, it's more than that. There are a lot of reasons that it might be hazardous to your health to go to the Zika Olympics, and just the inability of people the authorities to maintain order. One of the former jiu-jitsu champions was robbed at gunpoint just yesterday. So, I mean, these are reports that we're getting every day. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's going to be a successful Olympics. I earlier said that we should cancel
yes.
the Olympics. But, of course, there's a lot of money involved. And money trumps public health in so many situations, and this is one.
Well, this is a potential disaster, as you and I discussed last time, Dr. Alton. You know, you've got all these countries, you know, coming there in a, you know, when I say Zika infested, and some might say, well, that's an, you know, that might be a bit harsh. But to think that it's going to be Zika free, somewhere between Zika free and Zika infested is the issue. But regardless of that, the potential for infection and the potential of people taking that infection and that disease back to their host countries, I mean, we are potentially igniting a pandemic here.
And I've got some news that just came out in the last 24 hours. The CDC has now determined that all sexual activity that involves fluid can pass the Zika virus. In the past, it was thought to be a male-to-female sexual transmission. Mm-hmm. And now they have changed their mind. They have found, at least in New York City, they found a case of female-to-male transmission that was clearly caused by that, not by travel and not by other means. And so they have just sent me a number of advisories saying that they've changed it, that all sex, not just male-to-female sex, is going to be a possible way to get it. That, you know what that does? That widens the population at risk significantly.
Exactly. What about inoculation? Where are we in terms of the development of serum that could counteract this virus?
As of the beginning of the month, a company called Inovio Pharmaceuticals announced that they have been approved by the CDC to test an experimental Zika vaccine on humans. They tested it on animals. They seem to be happy with it. And now they're in phase one of the study. Phase one is the part of the study where you give Zika this proposed vaccine to volunteers to see if it causes ill effects in them. And then they go on to phase two and phase three, and these identify whether the vaccine is actually effective in eliminating Zika virus or protecting against Zika virus in humans. And so for this year, I believe that we are on our own. And so whatever we do to protect ourselves is pretty much what we're doing on our own. There's not going to be a lot of funding for it, and municipalities have to put together good mosquito control measures, especially in warm weather states like Florida down here.
Well, so are we talking maybe 6-12 months, maybe longer, before we realize any kind of vaccination?
Well, let's hope that the FDA fast-tracks approval of this vaccine. So I'm hoping sometime next year. I don't know absolutely for sure, because we don't know yet if it is truly, this vaccine is truly effective in humans. So if they have successful trials and it is effective and it doesn't cause many ill effects in the volunteers, well, I think that we'll have something sometime next year. Other people say that it may be years, though, and so we'll just have to see what the results are.
Well, Dr. Joe Alton has been our guest, also known as Dr. Bones, author of the book, The Zika Virus Handbook, available in all the usual places. You might want to get your hands on that to stay informed. Dr. Alton, thank you so much for being with us. That's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you mañana, same time, same place, right here on the SDG Radio Network.
It's right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers.